This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began studying things in Malachi chapter 3 which God's people are to anticipate. Mark this down. Jesus Christ is going to return. We noted when he returns, he will sit as a refiner and purifier, cleaning house. But all who repent and return to the Lord are assured the Lord Almighty will return to you. Verse 7. One way believers can return to the Lord is by giving tithes and offerings to the Lord. When you do, Malachi 3:10 says, this is what you can anticipate. See if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. In addition, he will preserve and protect that blessing. God promises in verse 12, all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land. That hasn't happened yet, but God promised this, so anticipate it. This chapter closes with a cluster of special promises given to encourage perseverance. For those who fear the Lord and talk to each other for mutual encouragement, God promises, in verses 16 and 17, a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. Do you anticipate being God's treasured possession? Remember, God blesses all who honor him. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.